Would you pull your swords out, please, and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Oh, it's a good day. It's a good day to die to self, and here we go again. The Bible says that the word is powerful, isn't it?
Amen.
Sharper than a two-edged sword. Pierces the spirit, soul, and body, brings healing, deliverance, and convicts. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Oh, hallelujah. Paul writes to his brother Timothy, this is one of his sons. He says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. What was he doing? He was charging them. In other words, I'm committing you before God as a responsibility. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Some people don't like to be rebuked. Some people don't want to be convinced. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Now this is pretty powerful because Brother Paul writes this to his son Timothy, and he says, listen, you know the truth. Don't get caught up to those who know the truth also and who like to preach but don't walk in the truth. Has everybody got it? Who like to tell everybody about the truth and about Jesus but who can't walk in the truth. Don't you dare become one of them. Does everybody understand that? See, he was going a little bit beyond. He says, I charge you, Timothy, before God Almighty, that you not only walk in the truth, but that you teach the truth. Because you can't do one without the other. Amen? And he said, listen, you're going to have to convince, you're going to have to rebuke, you're going to lose some friends. Don't worry about trying to keep a congregation. Speak the truth. Because it's going to come with long suffering. Hello? It's going to come with long suffering. He said, but you must do it. Because one day, everybody's going to be judged before the Father, the living and the dead. This is what I'm charging before you, before God Almighty. Because they're going to run from the truth. They're going to have itching ears because they're going to hear what they want to hear. Because the conviction that they're going to receive is going to be more of a condemnation. And they're going to think that my people are against others who are teaching the truth. Does everybody understand that? One of the things that you and I must come out of is self. When the Lord says, teach and preach the truth in season and out, it's not about how you feel. In season and out has nothing to do with how you feel. If you're concerned in how you feel, then you're serving the God of feeling and not the God of truth. And there's a difference. And you and I must continually come out of that emotional realm, especially the realm of woe is me. What are people going to think if I tell the truth? Amen? You know, I mean, everybody's been challenged with that. Man, what am I going to... What you've got to have is discernment and walk in the Spirit, because He's going to let you know when you're to speak, aren't you? But in the meantime, He's saying, listen, there are people who are going to bring up itching ears. You know, that's why people leave certain churches. That's why they jump from one church to another church to another church to another. What they're trying to look for is someone that's going to preach according to the way they feel.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to find somewhere where somebody's going to preach the way I feel. Oh, hallelujah. Today's teaching is called Itching Ears. And it says, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. He said, listen, you're going to have to endure afflictions, right? Watch this, verse 5. But you be what?
Watchful.
Be what?
Watchful.
Watchful in what?
In all things.
Come on, read it with me. In all things. Endure what? Afflictions. Do the what?
Work
of an evangelist. And fulfill your ministry. See, the word evangelist here means fulfill your witness. Do the work of a what? Witness. Isn't an evangelist a witness? Amen. Everyone who comes into the kingdom of God is an evangelist. Automatically. Right? You're evangelizing the world, aren't you? Now, you might not be going from nation to nation right now, but you're evangelizing everywhere you go. What you do is the most example and witness of evangelism. It lets you know and others know where your relationship is with the Lord. Amen? That's what it lets you know. Many people fall in that religious state, don't they? They can quote the scripture, they can know the pages, but they can't walk. Remember, Jesus told them, you read the scriptures, you seek the scriptures that testify to me, but you won't come to me where you will know me. You think you have eternal life, but I'm the only one that can give it. Reading about it doesn't give it. You've got to walk it. You've got to know it. That's where relationship is the number one most important thing. That's what separates religion, doesn't it, from relationship. You know, it's pretty ironic, and it's really wild because, I'm not trying to say this as for bringing accusation or whatever, but, you know, the Word tells us you know them by their fruits, right? I can almost sense immediately what denomination an individual comes from. And it's not about the denomination. Do you understand that? It's from the teachings. It's not about the denomination whatsoever. It's been what they've been taught. You can see it and you can sense it right away. And the number one thing that's infiltrated the body of Christ is the spirit of religion, which brings people into bondage. And some people just are not willing to hear. They don't want to hear. They run from hearing the truth. They run from it. And you know what happens? Did you ever notice that they begin to hang around with those who are willing to hear the same thing they want to hear? You know? They begin to separate themselves, and they begin to they're going to congregations or whatever. Even when they go into a congregation, they begin to separate themselves with individuals that want to hear. Because see, the devil likes to bring division to come against what God is trying to do. That's known as the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. The spirit of Antichrist always comes against the move of the Spirit, doesn't he? Amen. Is everybody all right? Hallelujah. Now remember this: itching ears produce an itching tongue. An itching ear produces an itching tongue. Ooh. People with an itching ear only want to hear what they want to hear. Did you ever talk to someone and you just said something and it's like, they turned it all upside down. Man, they turned it upside down and all around, man. And I'm just like, what? That's not what I said at all. You know? That's not what I said at all. They like turning things around. Remember what? You're manifesting in the natural realm of those association and what kind of spirit you're associating with. Amen. Go to 1 Timothy 4. Itching ears produce itching tongue. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Would you read it with me? Hallelujah. Is it warm in here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Itching ears produce itching tongue. And verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Hello. Departing from the faith means backsliding. People backslide because they take heed of the voice of the stranger, don't they? Amen? That's real simple. And the reason for that is because they haven't discerned what is of God and what's not of God. Or they're not strong enough to take dominion over what they hear. Many people will fall away. In fact, the Bible tells us that before the son of perdition is revealed, there will be a falling away. Because he's not going to reveal himself, hello, until he can get enough of them on his side. Has everybody got it? What's he going to do? It says that the falling away must come first. Then the son of perdition comes. That's because right now the spirit of Antichrist is running rampant. And I shared with you before, God has released more demonic activity into the world. It's his choice. Because what's he doing? He's bringing more of his people closer to him. Because what he's doing is, listen, it's getting to the point where the natural realm and the natural ways of curing people isn't working anymore. People are running to psychiatrists and psychologists that are not helping. You know what's happening? They're going to begin to run to the church more and more and more because the worldly ways are not helping. They bring people into management, but not freedom. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. You know, it hurts my heart when I hear about someone said, yeah, well, you know, I mean, they're so easy to run to medication. Yeah, my kid's been acting real strange this week, so we put him on Ritalin or whatever, you know, or a Valium or, you know what I'm saying? It's such a quick, easy fix to them, but it's really not a fix. It's deception, isn't it? And that's what has a tendency, and that's one of the things that the Lord is offended by the church. He's offended in the body of Christ because too much secularism in the body of Christ. You know why? Too many itching ears. spirit of competition is phenomenal. The spirit of selfishness and greed is phenomenal, running rapid in the body of Christ. You know, people are afraid of losing what's not theirs. They're afraid of losing what's not even theirs. Because we said, Lord, you're my life. I've given you my life, right? But then whatever we get, we think is ours. No, it's His. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Go to James 4. Itching ears produces what? An itching tongue. Man, did you ever get to someone? Man, they speak whatever they feel. Man, but you don't know how I feel. What do you mean? You just told me everything. Even that perverse stuff. James chapter 4. Will this so-and-so and this so-and-so? No dominion over the tongue. That's how you can tell someone has itching ears. Then they tell you God said this. James chapter 4. Starting at verse 1. James 4, starting at verse 1. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Where do what? Wars and fights come from among you. Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Wow. You know, desires has a voice. Desires has a voice. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet. That's mine. If it's yours, then it means it doesn't belong to the Lord, does it? That's mine. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask the right thing. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. Oh, that's trying. People trying to manipulate God. Oh, Lord, here I come to you as your humble servant. You know what I need, and your word says. Yet I can't walk it, but I know what your word says. I'm expecting you to give it to me, but I can't walk it. Lord, you know, I really need that car. I really need a woman or a man. I need a raise at my job. Lord, you know how much I'm in debt, and I really need to pay this off. Lord, you know what? What's he saying? Come on to me. Seek ye the kingdom of God, and all things will be added to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not need. Oh, hallelujah. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your own pleasures. I remember one guy came to me. He came to the Lord, and he was funny. You know, I mean, it was funny because he really didn't understand the fullness, and he was saved about a week, and he came to me and says, you know what? You think the Lord will give me a brand new vet? I said, well, all things are possible, but can you handle one? What would you use it for? Well, my own pleasures. Now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't bless us with things for pleasure. Do you understand? But he knows that that pleasure isn't going to move you away from him. He knows that that pleasure, what he's blessed you with, isn't going to interfere between you and him. Anything that interferes between you and him is a selfish pleasure. Anything. Amen? And it's called an idol, isn't it? He says, you adulterers, adulteresses. Now, that just doesn't mean fornication. Does everybody understand that? That means people, I mean, Jesus said that the Father said that the Jews, the Lord said, that the Jews were what? They were in adultery. Why? Because they were what? Worshipping other gods. He called them adulterers. He called them harlots because they were worshipping other gods. If there is anything that you worship more than him, especially yourself, you're called an adulterer. Amen? Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God, meaning hatred with God? Does everybody understand that? What's he telling us then? Well, that means that you're associating with the presence of evil because the ruler of the earth is who? Satan. So if you're a friend of the world, you're a friend of Satan. But you're claiming to be a believer. That means we're serving two gods. And you'll end up hating one and loving the other. Now, let me share this with you. You'll love hating the one and loving the other. You'll end up doing this. In other words, you'll love the one that gives you what you need when you want it. And you'll hate the one that doesn't give you when you want it. Do you understand that? And the devil loves to give us things to fulfill the pleasures of the lust. Oh, he's right there. Woohoo! You know? It's like I share with guys when they come out of jail, the first thing that comes up is usually they meet somebody out there with a cigarette. The devil comes and offers them a cigarette. A woman. It's not the dope right away. There's already temptations everywhere else. You know? It's already done. Some people are, they're already getting attacked 2 weeks before they get out of jail. And they're already compromising. They make one commitment, but they can't keep to it because of itching ears. Do you understand that? Itching ears. What they're trying to do is listen, but they're not willing to discern what they listen. And that's where you and I have to learn, because freedom is learned, isn't it? Freedom is learned. And we must learn to discern the voice of the stranger and must learn to discern the fruits of the voice. What is the end result going to be of what you're listening to? If people will take the time, that cannot happen unless you begin to walk in God's presence. Because you'll be pushed. The world is pushed. Everybody is like running out of time out there. Do you understand it? When you and I were in the world, man, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. Everybody's trying. They're running like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to get fulfillment in such a mad rush. They're actually looking for peace. And they don't understand it, and you can only get peace with the Prince of Peace and in His presence. They can't sit down and relax. They can sit down and relax when they've accomplished fulfilling of the flesh, but then it only lasts for a period of time, and I get back up and have to chase it again. Some people can't sleep all night because they're still thinking of things of the world. And we read yesterday in Romans 8, he whose mind is set on the things of the flesh will die, but he whose mind is set on the things of the Spirit will have peace and life. Amen. So, what you hear is very, very important. What you hear. Most people think they're hearing their own thoughts. Well, that was me. No, that's where you have to learn separation, isn't it? I know we've heard some of this before, but the Spirit is trying to bring us to another level because there's a lot more devils being released. So you gotta get with the next level. You gotta tune it. You gotta sharpen it. You gotta be ready in season and out. You gotta be ready to pull that sword out when it's time to pull it out. And you don't pull it out unless you're told to pull it out. Because if you pull it out without being told to pull it out, it'll end up falling on you. Amen?
Amen.
Is everybody okay? Praise be to God. Adulterers, adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Continue reading with me, please. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Oh, that's powerful. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Remember I share with you, desires come from itchy ears, because desires have a voice. Amen? Now, here's the other thing. It's powerful. Pride is the strong man behind itchy ears. Pride, the spirit of pride, is the strong man behind itchy ears and ungodly desires. Pride. But He gives more grace, therefore He says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So, itchy ears produce an itchy tongue. Amen? Pride is behind the itchy ears. Do you understand that? The strong man of pride. Personal reverence unto a deadly end. P-R-I-D-E. It says, verse 7. Therefore what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So how much you submit to God determines how much you're able to resist the devil. If you can only submit so much, you can only resist so much. Amen? That's why you're not going by how you feel, nor walking by sight, you're walking by faith. So you're making your flesh, you're making your soul to submit to God. You know, and it's like I shared Friday night in service. You know, you've got to take that flesh and throw it in the throne room of God sometimes. You got to take that soul and slap it out. Slap the soul out of that soul. Right? You got to beat down those feelings and those emotions. And you got to make yourself get in the presence of God. You've got to take dominion over this temple. If the temple has dominion over you, you're not walking in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Come on, get to me, Jesus is saying. Come on, get to me. Quit running to the world. And don't come to me with pride. Come to me and I'll take it from you. Bring it with you and I'll take it. But don't boast in front of me of what you've done. Oh, but Lord, I've suffered. I've done this. I've done that. Jesus does this. He says, you stink. We don't go to him as a humble servant. We go to him as a son. There's a difference, isn't there? We go to him as a son. We go to him in humility because of who he is. Remember, I shared with you already that if you're walking right with him, your mistakes are his troubles. They're his problems. Amen? That's why you can walk in freedom. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw to God, and he will draw near to you. Hallelujah. Guess who doesn't want you to draw near to God? Satan, right? Why? Because, you know, God's going to draw to you. He's going to bring light and truth in an area where you're struggling with. You're going to repent, do the right thing, get free, and learn. Let me share something with you. The fruit of learning is overcoming. Does everybody got it? Because if you're truly not overcoming, you're not learning. Hello? The fruit of learning is overcoming. Does everybody understand that?
Amen.
Okay. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your what?
Your hands,
you sinners, and purify your hearts. Oh, Lord, produce in us a perfect heart. You double-minded. Whoa, that's one who's still serving both sides. Now, you know, it's not always out and blatant. You know, I mean, it's not, okay, here's one side and here's the other. Let's see, I'm going to make a choice of which one. Most of the time, you don't even know you're doing it until it's too late. But in the Spirit, he tells you things to come. See, you'll begin to see things all the way through. As you judge the fruit, you'll know, as you judge this voice by its fruit, you'll know what the end result's going to be, aren't you? In fact, most of the time, you already know what the end result's going to be, but you choose not to do it. How many times have people, I know some people come to me, they don't want to ask me a certain thing because they know what the answer's going to be. At least I saw it through, right? But they didn't see it all the way through because they get in trouble, don't they? And it's not because of anything of me, it's because they want counsel from the Spirit. It's not got nothing to do with a man, is it? Because if we're doing that with man, we're willing to do that with God. Well, I'm not going to the Lord on this. And you know what? You're not even thinking it. Oh, I'm not going to the Lord on this. That doesn't even come to your mind, does it? But it's there, isn't it? It's a real still small voice that's saying, you're not coming to the Lord on this. Why aren't you coming to the Lord on this? And in true reality, you're going, because I know what the answer is. But see, if you already know what the answer is, you're already in trouble. Does everybody got it?
Amen.
And that means we're walking in fear. We're afraid that we're going to lose something, and we're listening to an itchy ear because the strong man of pride is saying, I want it my way. And God will not give you favor. You'll have to earn your own. And let me share something. Something that's not ordained that does not last. Ordained means directed from God. If it's not ordained, it's not going to last. Everybody got it? If God's hands on it, it's not anointed. If his hands are not on it, it's not anointed. Do you understand that? But if his hands are on it, it's anointed. Oh, hallelujah. It says, lament and mourn and weep. In other words, repent big time. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Why? Wake up! Wake up! Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Daniel 10. Praise God. Daniel chapter 10. Thank you, my Lord. You're going to hear a tremendous amount of everything about walking in the Spirit. Because God's church is Spirit. Amen? God's church is Spirit. And he says judgment begins in the church. Oh, hallelujah. Daniel chapter 10. In verse 10, and suddenly a hand touched me, glory to God, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand, hello? Understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. In other words, come on, give me all your attention and get this right. Don't miss it. You know, so many times people will come to a teaching, to a service, and they're only, even in that, they only hear what they want to hear. The itching ears. They hear what they want to hear. Nah, it can't be talking about me. Conviction comes. Can't be talking about me. Or when they're willing to receive the conviction, man, you're just talking about me. People get upset. I don't know why you're pointing me out. Man, nobody pointing you out. It's the Holy Ghost convicting you. Repent. Oh, hallelujah. Understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have been sent to you. Glory to God. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Believe me, when God speaks to you, you know. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you, what? Set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your what? Your words were heard. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you, depending on what you want God to hear depends on how you approach him.
Amen.
Did you ever have somebody come up to you and say, yo, give me a cigarette. Where do you want it? You know, up your nose? Yo, give me a cookie or give me a candy or give me a candy bar or give me something to drink. You know, like no respect. You know, some people do not have the understanding of the respect of God's presence. You know, they don't get it. No honor or respect in his presence. And man, let me tell you something, that's important. If we don't have honor and respect in the presence of the Lord, we don't know him. We don't know him. The angel of the Lord told Daniel, he says, listen, since the first moment that you set your heart to understand and you humbled yourself, God heard what you were asking. He heard your prayer. And I have come because of your words. Oh, that's an honor, man. That's an honor that God would move on behalf of your words. You know why? Because they're not your words. They're the words of the Spirit. You're just cooperating. You're just yielding. You're not just taking anything out of the air and listening to it and speaking it. You're discerning what you're hearing and you're speaking it. See, itching ears always causes accusation also. People who have itching ears can't believe that they did something wrong. They always are afraid. They have to accuse others of taking things from them. In fact, they accuse God from taking things from them. Oh, Lord, if you would have done this, you know, this wouldn't have happened. Some people, they think that God has taken their loved ones. Maybe he did, to rescue them from you. Amen? Some of us have lost our children and families and so forth. Amen? But I'm telling you what, if you get right with God, everything will be restored, won't it? We're all witnesses of that. Things will be restored, but you can't force it. You can't manipulate it. Because if you manipulate it, you're associated with the spirit of lying. You know? Do you ever ask somebody how you're doing? Blessed and highly favored is probably the best answer you can give. Because if you're going to go by how you're feeling, no, I'm not saying that, you know, if you're struggling with something, you'll be honest. But if you're struggling with something really bad and you're saying, oh, I'm just fine, you're lying. Does everybody understand that? You're lying. What's happening is you're listening to the voice of the stranger. You've already bit the bait by lying because your pride won't allow you to get prayer or expose your weakness. Has everybody got it? Oh, man, we don't want our weaknesses to be exposed. Ooh, are you kidding me? That's why the Word tells us confess our sins to one another. What are they doing? They're confessing their weaknesses. That they may be healed. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew 4. Everybody all right? You getting it? Glory to God. Matthew chapter 4. And verses 1 through 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit. Hello? Into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Let me tell you something. When you learn something, God tests you. What you learn today, you'll be tested on. Amen? Let me share that with you. You're tested on everything. Why? So it comes from your head into your spirit. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. And the tempter had come to him and he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Testing him. The devil was tempting him. He was checking him out. He was trying to get him to use his power out of context. Does everybody understand that? He's trying to get him to use something that God had given him in the wrong place. People do that without discernment. But Jesus said to them, man, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This was a powerful statement because Jesus gave the example of what you hear will produce a desire. Has everybody got that? What was the devil trying to do? Produce a desire. To what? Eat. He's trying to produce a desire to what? Fulfill the flesh. He said, no, Didn't he tell his disciples, my food is to do the will of God? Doesn't the Bible say that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost? See there, you see the separation between the physical and the spirit? Jesus started that right off. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Oh, hallelujah. What you hear will cause a desire. Psalm 138. I didn't understand why the Lord was bringing me this morning, Psalm 138. He kept saying to me, 138. I'm thinking, man, I read that yesterday, didn't I, Lord? I said, 138, about four or five times, and I finally got it. And then when I went to it, I said, oh, that's why he gave me Psalm 138. Hallelujah. Whew. My God. Is everybody okay? Itching ears produce what? Itching tongue. Sounds like something you would hear in the East. Itching ear. Create itching tongue. Glory to God. Would you read this with me? Psalm 138. I will praise you with my whole heart. Oh, hallelujah. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above your name. Say that again. You have magnified your word above your name. Whoa. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Because the word was renewing his soul, wasn't it? It was renewing his thoughts. It was giving him discernment in how he felt. He was beginning to learn. Listen, this does not line up with the word. I'm not going to feel this way even though I feel this way. I'm not going to think this way even though I think this way. And I'm not going to speak this way even though I speak this way. Remember the word says, as a man thinketh, so he is. That's where the carnal and secular world tries to put people in high. My name is such and such, and I'm a drug addict. As a man thinketh, so he is. And they can never come out of it. Then the world loves to put labels on people. Huh, yes, you're bipolar, you're single polar, you're triple polar, and so forth. You're schizophrenia. And they've got all of these labels on people. They need to go right to the root. Man, you got a demon. Do they know that? No. Why? Because they have them themselves. Demon can't cast out a demon, can it? Hallelujah. And the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he has known from afar. The proud he knows from where? Afar. In other words, hello. You can't get close to the Lord being proud. Though the Lord is on high, he regards the lowly. That's the humble, isn't it? But the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will what? Perfect, hallelujah. That which concerns me, as long as I walk in the Spirit. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Hallelujah. Why? He wants to work his hands through you. Glory to God. Words, his word is above his name. Ezekiel 12. Would you read verses 1 and 2 with me? Ezekiel chapter 12. Anybody got a page number?
63.
Praise God. Ezekiel chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. 1 and 2. Would you read it with me? Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of rebellious house, which has ears or eyes to see, but does not see, and ears to hear, but does not hear. For they are a rebellious house. Therefore, son of man, prepare your belongings for captivity, and go into captivity by day, and in their sight. You shall go from your place into captivity, into another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. Now, Itching ears produce rebellion. Itching ears produces rebellion. And rebellion is witchcraft. Why? Because individuals don't want to hear. They are rebellious towards what God is trying to say, aren't they? How many times has God said to you, you know what, you need to humble yourself before this individual, even though they're right or they're wrong. Now, especially if they're right and you're wrong, hello? What's he saying? You need to go ask for forgiveness. Amen? You need to go ask for forgiveness. Or you need to forgive them. The Word tells us, bless those who persecute you, use you, and speak against you. Pray for them and forgive them. That's part of my prayer every day. Because I know that there's a lot of words coming against me. Why? Because I preach the truth.
Amen.
And it's not me who preaches, and it's not my doctrine. It's His. I just show up. Praise God. So we see that itching ears will produce rebellion, and rebellion is what? Witchcraft. Whoa. Go to Zechariah. Brother Ezekiel, and we're going to other brother Zach. Praise God. Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
And let's start at verse 9. We can start at verse 8 if you want. Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true what?
Justice.
Oh, hallelujah. Show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. But they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders, and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. Whoa. Says, yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent by His Spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Wow. Hello? They stopped hearing. What did they stop hearing? Correction, counsel, direction. Because of what? The strong man of pride. Because itching ears is associated with the spirit of pride, isn't it? Amen. Personal reverence into a deadly end. Proverbs 16. Glory to God. Proverbs 16. Itching ears. Proverbs 16 and verse 18. Proverbs 16 verse 18. Would you read it with me? Pride goes before destruction. Hello? Destruction. Things happening in your life that there's a lot of destruction. And a haughty spirit before what? A fall. Hello. People do not backslide or fall because they're humble. They fall because they're prideful. Amen. People backslide and get in trouble because of the association with the strong man of pride. Amen. It says, better be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Ooh. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Let me share something with you. People who are prideful cannot trust God. Trusting God means in every area. Not just what you want Him to trust you in. Some people won't turn things over to God. Because they know they're not going to get what they want. I can't turn it over to the Lord. You kidding? It'll take me forever to get that. That's a lie from the devil, isn't it?
Amen.
I'd rather come from God than come from the devil. Because what comes from the world is Satan. Amen? Anything that's out to fulfill the flesh, you know is going to cause you a stumbling block. God is going to give you things of pleasure when He knows you've got dominion over it. Because it's no longer you that live, but He that lives. And it's He that living in that position, in that place of your life. What He's trying to do is fulfill every area of your life with His presence, with the Christ, so you're able to turn everything over to Him. Let me share with you, when you finally turn everything over to Him, it comes back pure. It comes back holy. And it doesn't become a stumbling block to you. Amen? You know that it's from Him. And when it comes from Him, that means it's ordained, His hands on it, and He takes care of it. Jeremiah 6. Those Gucci Goo ears, right? Those itching ears. Gucci, Gucci Goo. Me, me, me. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it out on the children outside and the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the age with him who is full of days. And their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. You know, that's happened to many of us, hasn't it? It happened to me. Man, I lost everything. My wife, you name it, everything. Why? Because I wouldn't hear. Amen. That's the fruit of it, right? That's the result of not hearing. Amen. So we see here, Jeremiah was given the word. It was known as the word of truth. If the word of truth was no longer a delight in your life, you actually begin to dislike the word of God. You begin to not even want to hear it anymore because of the reproach. It seems that like you take it as blaming you. Man, every time I hear the word of God, it's always blaming me and beating me up. You know why it's beating someone up? Because they're not letting it in to penetrate and heal. You know, you get more bruised on the outside sometimes, huh? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ecclesiastes. There's no more delight in correction. Oh, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes. Right after Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 1. Read it with me. Verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 1. Walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools. Oh, when you come in here, are you willing to hear? Amen. We don't come in these rooms, oh, I'm paying a sacrifice. We come in to hear. We should want to hear what God has to tell us. Draw near and hear rather than give the sacrifice of fools. For they do not know that they what? Oh, itchy ears produces evil. It produces individuals to do evil. Do not be what? Rash with your mouth. And let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore let your words be few. Hallelujah. Itchy ears produce itchy tongue. Those of itching ears will do evil, won't they? Go to Matthew 13. Praise be to God. Matthew 13. And verse 19. Matthew 13 and verse 19. Read it with me. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Wow. So without understanding, the devil comes to steal it, doesn't he? And the word of understanding is a representation. Remember when the angel said to Daniel, once you've turned your heart to what? Understand and humbled yourself. Right? That's how the seed gets in. That's how the truth of the word comes. And humbling self is willing to admit. When someone's not humble, they're not willing to admit. Amen? We must have discernment. We must have discernment. Read that with me again. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand or does not have discernment, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. And you only get this discernment by fellowshipping in the Spirit. Amen? Now, you don't want the seed of corruption to be sown in your heart, do you? You want the seed of righteousness to be sown in your heart. Because if the seed of corruption gets sown in your heart, because of itchy ears, it grows and bears fruit for the devil, doesn't it? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Luke 8. Luke 8 and verse 15. What's it say? But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and a good heart, in other words, humble, kept it and bear fruit with what? Patience or endurance. In other words, they weren't going to let that seed be stolen. Amen? Here's what a humble heart, no, whether it's conviction or encouragement, right? Either way, they're not going to let it be stolen because it's going to grow and bear fruit of righteousness, isn't it? Hallelujah. Go to Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 19. Read it with me. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, say that again. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. In other words, we're going to have to pay a price of what we don't do when we hear it. And go to James 1. James chapter 1. In verse 19. Would you read it with me? So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. In other words, quick to hear. Listen. The word says, touch, test the spirits. Listen. Discern what you're hearing. Check its fruit out by what the end result will be. My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to what? Why? Because an itchy ear brings a what? Itchy tongue. Slow to wrath, for the wrath of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Overflow of wickedness. Ooh. And receive with meekness the what? Implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be what? Doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Oh, hallelujah. So, we must be swift to hear and be a doer, right? Go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15. Oh, hallelujah. Just lift your hands to heaven and thank the Lord today. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Come on, thank Him for exposing us. Thank you, Lord, for exposing me. Thank you, Lord. I'd rather have You expose me here than anywhere else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for exposing me. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15 and verse something. 31. The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. Yow. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul. But he who heeds rebuke gets what? Understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. Yow. Proverbs 8. And everybody wants to be recognized, but they're not willing to get humble. Proverbs chapter 8. The last one we just did was 15, 31 through something. 33. Proverbs chapter 8. And verse 34. All right, 32. All right. Would you read it with me? Now therefore, listen to me, my children. For blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens. Say it again. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Say it again. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Watching daily at my gate. Waiting at the post of my door. Whoever finds me finds life and attains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Yeah! Revelation 2. And we'll close here. you know, there's some people I just like to say, so you love death. And it's certainly not death to self. Revelation chapter 2. Praise God. In verse 8, and the angel of the church in Samaria,
write
these things, says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the sin of God. Now, you know what he's saying? Listen, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Christians but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Amen? Because a Christian does what? Follows. Do not fear of any of those things which you are about to suffer, because you're telling the truth. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison to wake you up, that you may be what? Tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And he who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. It goes back to walking in the Spirit, doesn't it? It goes back to having fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And you're going to hear this until you're taken.
Amen.
Amen. Because God paid a price for me and you to have fellowship in the Spirit. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, we repent for any itching ears. We repent for associating with the strong man of pride. And Lord, we just take authority right now and we renounce and break the power of the spirit of pride over our life. We repent for associating with the presence of evil in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Father, we command that spirit to loose us and to leave us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we repent for what we've heard. We repent for what we've seen and we repent for what we've spoke. And we ask that you'll wash us with the blood and purify our heart and perfect it according to your will and way. And establish us, Lord, to be the light and the truth of this dark world, that you may be glorified and that your kingdom may be expanded in Jesus' name.